At a Thursday business special before the game at Great American Ballpark, kids and adults lined the seats near first base, calling for autographs from players like Todd Frazier, Zach Cozart, and Brandon Phillips. But there's another guy in the park giving autographs. On the fourth level near Section 520, people come looking for Teddy Kramer.
Hey, Teddy, can we get a picture with you?
I love it.
I've seen you on TV a few times.
Yes.
Give autographs?
Teddy first received notoriety after being a Reds honorary bat boy last August. His parents had won the opportunity in a benefit auction. Teddy earned fan and media attention because of his positive attitude and unbridled enthusiasm. And this season, the Reds offered him a job in fan accommodations.
Spotted dugout.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Teddy's mom, Cheryl, says it's hard to estimate how many people have heard about her son, but there's been correspondence from as far away as Malaysia, Australia, and Europe.
You hear of people that, oh, you know, I have a friend who has a child who has Down syndrome, and they are inspired or they really like to see what Teddy could do and how much he's been able to accomplish.
When Teddy was born 30 years ago, Cheryl says the medical profession didn't offer a positive prognosis. But with the help of their pediatrician, she and husband Dave followed a plan that has not only helped Teddy thrive, but succeed. And now she says they're proud that Teddy has inspired so many people.
It came at a good time. People needed an uplifting story about people that can succeed, no matter what the disability, no matter how hard you may think you have it. You can overcome a lot.
Since his first appearance on the field, Teddy has been honorary bat boy three times. He's ridden in the opening day parade, signed autographs with the team, and now works for the organization. Teddy says there's really only one way to describe how much he likes all of it.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it so much. I love it.
Away from the ballpark, Teddy's also an accomplished athlete. He plays softball and has medals for swimming. He's a competitive horseback rider and a champion ballroom dancer. Teddy's also sought out by groups as a guest speaker and displays a witty sense of humor. During a recent talk, a man asked Teddy if he'd be interested in being bat boy for a different team.
He said to me, I said, you'll be a bat boy for Milwaukee? I said, next question, please.
Teddy is the reason Chris Calla of Lima, Ohio, brought his four-year-old daughter to the ballpark after hearing about Teddy in the newspapers and on TV.
We thought it would be great to have Jenny meet somebody who also has Down syndrome and see that she can do whatever she wants when she grows up.
Teddy's presence has been good for the players as well. At an April game against the Marlins, he asked third baseman Todd Frazier to hit a home run.
And I said, let's go, let's do it. And the bottom of 16th. He did it.
Todd Frazier, a two-run home run. Teddy's excited there with Todd Frazier. He's more excited than Todd is.
That night, Fox Sports Ohio cameras spent a lot of time focused on Teddy.
Oh, look at that. Nice.
Dave Kramer says when he and Cheryl bid $300 so Teddy could be a bat boy for just one night, they had no idea how many people would benefit.
And it was probably more than a lot of people would pay for something like that, but it was priceless, you know, now that we've seen everything that has happened.
There's a Topps baseball card with Teddy on its way, and some fans are hoping for a bobblehead. This fall, he'll be featured in a segment on ESPN. Teddy says he loves his life, he loves his family, and he loves working for the Reds. And whenever they want or need him back in the dugout, all they have to do is call.
I'm waiting for the phone call, so. I'll be down there. I promise. I'll be there.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.